Welcome to Cleaning Business Secrets Podcast. My name is Carrie Knight, and I refer to myself as the cleaning boss. The cleaning boss is a state of mind. It's how I feel today as an owner and as a business coach. I wasn't always this confident. In fact, I nearly went out of business and lost everything before I learned what it took to grow and scale a seven-figure cleaning business. My journey is one I wouldn't wish upon anyone, which is why I started this podcast. Each week, I'll share with you the sales and marketing secrets that I've used to grow my cleaning business. My mission is to help you shortcut your path to success so you can build the business and life you've always dreamed of. If you're ready to learn what it takes to grow a seven-figure cleaning business, you've come to the right place. Now let's get started. Welcome back to Cleaning Business Secrets. I am so excited that you're here today. I'm going to talk about something. Actually, I love talking about this particular topic. I love it because so many people challenge me on this. And I'm actually in the process of writing a case study on how we've changed our business just by focusing on this one thing. So I hope I'm able to deliver a really good podcast here today because this is a topic I'm super excited about. So, all right. So our industry, and I focus a lot about the residential cleaning industry. I guess it would apply to other cleaning industries as well. If you own window cleaning or even carpet cleaning, you know, the secret here, guys, is getting really hyper-focused on one type of customer, this one customer who I like to say pays the bills, but it goes beyond that. You're able to build a really incredible business when you become obsessed with this type of customer. And for the residential cleaning business, the type of customer I'm referring to is a bi-weekly customer. Now, you might call them bi-monthly. That's semantics. I don't care what you call them. I'm referring to the customer who's on your books more frequently. They're on your books every other week. So if I am a Thursday client of yours, you come to my house every other Thursday. That's a bi-weekly customer in my office. Okay, that's the customer you need to become obsessed with. Write that down. I need to become obsessed with bi-weekly customers. And here's why. That customer is a happier client than your monthly client. And people argue with me about this. And here's the key, you guys, is the experience they're getting is this. They never have to clean their home ever again. They never have to clean ever again with bi-weekly service. With monthly, they still have to clean in between services. So their floors are going to look disgusting because you're coming to their home every 4 weeks or every 30 days, whatever your schedule is. I hope it's every 4 weeks, not every 30 days. But a monthly customer is never happy. They're never happy because their expectations of your cleaning is that they don't have to clean. But guess what, you guys? That's not what you sell with monthly service. They're not getting the same experience. So when you're on the phone and you're explaining to a customer what they're going to get, you have to tell them that with bi-weekly service, they're never going to have to clean ever again. It's so amazing. It changes your life. And it does. But monthly, I'm sorry, sir, you're still going to have to clean your home. Yeah, it's going to suck. You're still going to have to clean even when you've hired a cleaning service. That's the reality. You're selling something different. And I work with cleaning business owners and I tell them this all the time. That's two totally different packages, okay? You're selling a package that changes someone's life and then you're selling something that might help someone a little bit. Two totally different things. So you have to become hyper-focused, obsessed with bi-weekly customers in your business. And the reason is, you guys, is it's a better client. You're giving better service. They're going to stay longer. Now, let me tell you the secret to this industry, because this is Cleaning Business Secrets. The secret to this industry is having customers on your books, like a biweekly customer, who is staying year after year after year after year after year. That's the secret. I want to have a customer who gets on my books every other week and they're a repeat client for the next 10 years. You guys, if you can do that, you're going to build a business of your dreams. All you have to do is deliver consistent service. And I say this, even if the service sucks, as long as it consistently sucks, they're going to stay. And I'm sorry to say that out loud, but it's the reality. Consistency is what people are looking for. But you guys, I want to pick up a biweekly customer who I have on my books for years. That's called the lifetime value of a customer. Write that down. Lifetime value of a customer. So I need you to figure out your lifetime value of a customer. How long are they staying? So we're going to do a little bit of math. I know a lot of people hate math, but if you really want to, you know, have a successful business, you're going to have to learn to like math, because essentially in this business, math is money and we all like money. So let's just say you have a biweekly customer and the average ticket price, average, is $140, okay? So you're going to service that home 2.33 times a month, because some months have, you know, 5 weeks, 5 calendar weeks in some months. And so when you look at the, if I do the math, that client is worth to me $3,914 a year for 1 year. That's the revenue. Okay. Now, if that customer stays with me for just 3 years, that's $11,742. So you guys, that new client, here's how I think about it. I don't think about that $140 ticket price. I think about that customer being worth to me $11,000. Do you see the difference? Do you see how if you shifted your mindset to think about a biweekly customer being worth to you $11,000, how much different does that make you think about your business? Because if you can get just 255 biweekly customers, 255, I've done the math. So take $1 million, write this down, $1 million. If that's your goal, divide it by the average revenue that you're getting. So I just told you the average revenue per year is $3,914. So divide that $1 million by 3,914. You need 255 customers. You guys, can you get 255 customers in your market? I mean, ask yourself, are you in Houston? Are you in Indianapolis? Are you in New York? Are you in San Francisco? Can you get 255 biweekly customers? The answer is yes. Heck yes, you can. Remember my first podcast where I said, believe in yourself? That's the first step. Can you get 255 customers? Heck yes, I can. So I want you to start thinking about this type of consumer. Actually, I want you to position your entire business around biweeklies. Okay. Now, do I want you to take other business? Sure, of course. I mean, move in, move out for $300. That's what I call filler work. Okay. I can't build a business on move-ins and move-outs. And people challenge me on this all the time. You cannot build a business without having repeat clients, without having reoccurring clients on your books. And the best customer is biweekly. You're going to get tired of hearing me say this, and I'm going to drill it in your head. You have to have biweekly customers, okay? So a lot of people will say to me, you know, Carrie, that might work for you. And maybe it worked in your business, but you know what, Carrie, it won't work for me. And, you know, it's tough when I hear people say this to me, because I know it can work for them because it worked for me. And like I said, I'm writing a case study on this. But here's the thing. I need you to shift your mindset to how can this work for me? How can it work for me? It worked for Carrie and it works for other people. How can I make it work for me? How can I get 255 biweekly customers? How can I do that? I want you to start right there because I know that you can do this. I know, I believe in you. And remember, you have to believe in yourself that you can do this. If you want to get to seven figures, all you do is reverse engineer this. We work backwards. And I just showed you a little bit by doing the math, but $1 million divided by the average yearly revenue that your client is paying you will show you how many customers that you need to get there. So I'm showing you a shortcut. And the shortcut is to get biweekly customers. So if you can do this consistently, and remember on our last podcast, we talked about discounting. I don't want you to do it with discounts. I want you to lead with an offer. And I'm going to talk about that particular topic in my next podcast. But right now, I need you to wrap your mind around biweekly customers. I want you to become obsessed. In fact, I want you to write it down. I want you to get a dry erase board. And I want you to write this down because this is your goal in 2021. How are you going to get there? What is your goal for next year? Divide that by the revenue per year, your average revenue per year from your client. And that's going to tell you how many customers that you need. I want you to get biweekly customers. Okay. I'm going to show you the secret in the next podcast on how you're going to get biweekly customers. But right now I need you to wrap your mind around this is the only customer that you need to become obsessed with right now, biweekly customer. And this is a shortcut to success. I promise you that it is. So again, my mission, my whole purpose in life here is to make cleaning business owners believe that they can do it. And if I can do it, you guys, you can do it. Okay. So I hope this podcast was helpful. And I hope you had some takeaways. And I want you to get that dry erase board. I'm serious about this. I want you to get that dry erase board. I want you to write down the things that you're going to become obsessed with. And the first one up there is biweekly customers. We're not going to discount. And I want you to believe in yourself. So that's where we are right now, you guys. I hope that this podcast was helpful. And I will see you next time on Cleaning Business Secrets. Thank you so much for being a listener of the show. If you could do me a quick favor, I'd really appreciate if you could leave me a review. Your support absolutely means the world to me. Now, I wanted to tell you about my mastermind group that's filled with cleaning business owners just like you. During our live weekly meetings, we go deep into your specific business and collectively share ideas and strategies to help you solve the problems that are preventing you from having success. This program is by application only and is designed for business owners who are looking to get to the next level. If that sounds like you, please apply at www.carrieknight.com. I keep these groups small so we can go faster and further together. Again, if you're looking to speed up your success, go to carrieknight.com and I look forward to working with you.